This is Fresh Air. There aren't many recordings of contemporary big band music, but jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of one from composer and saxophonist Julius Hemphill. Hemphill's also led small jazz groups and is well known for his work with the World Saxophone Quartet. He's a member and the group's principal writer. Kevin says Hemphill's big band sound is different.
Jazz musicians often find themselves in an economic trap. Jazz isn't pop. Sell 50,000 jazz records and you have a major hit. Sell 50,000 pop records and you don't make history, you are history. To be profitable, jazz records have to be made on tight budgets, which means that a musician's most ambitious projects often go unrealized or long deferred. Many jazz musicians who work in small groups also write music for big band, no matter how slim the chances of hearing it performed. Composer and saxophonist Julius Hemphill has had a trunk full of large ensemble charts for years. Some of them are now on an album entitled simply Julius Hemphill Big Band on the Elektra Musician label. It includes five instrumental tunes and an 18-minute suite called Drunk on God. It's based on a poem about shamanism written and recited by K. Curtis Lyle.
From out of nowhere, yellow stomachs bending ears, the Kunyu drum blows the years into breast and wounds. Into mines of moons, pushing women into rivers, falling like ripe fruit. Black boat mouth faces, watercolor and loud oil penetrates the drunken places. The soil where big new heads are cradling light, where the funeral juices of joyful carnage tower into the end of the seventh night, where silkworms flow from sorghum fields. Paying homage to the river's sight.
Julius Hemphill's charts for his 16-piece orchestra may approach the rough bluesiness of a roadhouse band, but often it seems indebted to the late great arranger Gil Evans, with his cloud-like chords, bright woodwind colors, and novel blends of instruments. Hemphill's For Billy, dedicated to Billie Holiday, includes a flute ensemble playing clashing harmonies and a trio for his own alto sax and the French horns of Vincent Chancy and John Clark. Julius Hemphill's big band spotlights notables like guitarist Bill Frisell, trombonist Frank Lacey, and saxophonists Marty Ehrlich and John Stubblefield. But Hemphill steals his own show. He was born and raised in Fort Worth and has that deeply bluesy quality that Texas saxophonists seem to inherit as a birthright. Here's Hemphill on his composition, Leora. There are a couple of things about Julia Semple's new album I'm not crazy about. One is his use of Jerome Harris's bass guitar instead of an acoustic bass. In this context, it sounds a little clunky and obtrusive. The other problem is, despite the quality of the players, these charts sound a little too loose. Hempel had played some of this music at a concert in Baltimore a year and a half ago with a well-drilled pickup group of professionals and amateurs, and in some ways their readings were tighter and clearer than his recording band's. On the album, ensemble intonation is a little fuzzy, and some of the fine details in Hempel's arrangements get smudged over. But with large-scale projects, jazz musicians often face an unhappy choice: to hear their pieces performed imperfectly or not at all.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Julius Hempel Big Band on the Elektra Musician label. This is Fresh Air.